Welcome to The Inner Room, a space where we ponder the inner movements of our heart to find God by finding examples and instructions in daily scripture readings. The emotions in our hearts can help us or hinder us in our spiritual journey. Open your heart, explore your emotions, and align thoughts and emotions with God's plans for you. When we learn to feel and align our emotions, we advance in our prayer life by loving more deeply, remaining in peace more often, and finding courage for the journey of life. My name is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and a big shout out to my son Marco Niño, producer of this podcast. Sit back or walk with us. You are most welcome here. Friends, in the readings of this season, we hear God's desire for our heart to turn to Him. In the reading of Jeremiah chapter 7, the Lord says, "This is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice. Then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you, so that you may prosper." Friends, why is it that we are afraid to hear the voice of God, almost as if He was going to ask us for something that we don't want to give? So instead of coming to Him and having a conversation, we seek the conversations of the world. Whether we're busy with our phones, which take us away from even the people that are near us, or whether we are in conversations with our own head, our own little petty problems, the ways that our mind takes us into places that are not healthy or good, or conversations with others that are not uplifting, that are not encouraging. We busy ourselves in the world and do not hear the word of God, who Jeremiah today says, if we obeyed, if we actually opened our hearts, if we turned ourselves from all of these distractions, we would hear the great plans that God has for our lives. The voice of the Lord allows us to find the true north, allows us to find the true mission that God entrusted us. He placed us here for a purpose, for a reason, and attending to His voice is the way to start walking in that direction. We are reading from Psalm 95. If today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. This is part of the liturgy of the hours that we say every day, if you pray them, that we ask the Lord to place us before Him so that our hearts can be softened, so that we can sing joyfully to the Lord and acclaim the rock of our salvation, that we can come into the presence of the Lord with thanksgiving, joyfully singing psalms to Him. We use the psalms always to learn how to pray, to align our hearts to the heart of God, whose word corrects us and encourages us. Let us come down, bowing in worship, kneeling before the Lord who made us. For He is our God, and we are the people He shepherds, the flock He guides. We place ourselves before the Lord to listen, friends, to attune ourselves. Perhaps you can put music, Gregorian chants, some music that doesn't distract you, and just spend a few minutes before the Lord. I know that sometimes that's very hard for me to do as well. I prefer to get busy even before the Lord. And in my own busyness as I pray, sometimes I do not hear the voice of God. I'm just the one doing all the talking with prayers that are pre-made and do not really leave any space to listen to God. So the psalm says, oh, that today we would hear His voice. Friends, that today we wouldn't harden our hearts as in Meribah and Massah in the desert, where the fathers tempted me, tested me through the work, though they had seen my works. And it's amazing that we say this every day in the liturgy of the hours, that this place where the Israelites were tempted and they tested God, who had taken them through the desert and had taken them before that through the Red Sea, parting it, so that the Egyptians would be left behind. They come to a place where they need water at Meribah and Massah, and instead of tapping the rock once, Moses taps it twice. Friends, let us ask for God's help so that we can be attentive to his voice and turn to Him with all our hearts. In Luke chapter 11, Jesus is driving out a demon that was mute. And when the demon is out, the mute man speaks to the crowds and everybody is amazed. But some that are watching this man being liberated are saying that Jesus is doing this by the power of the devil. And others are testing him to ask for a sign. But when they see the sign, they don't really know that that is the sign. And that is just like what we were describing for the Israelites in the desert, testing God. And this is the same thing for us, friends. We test God. We do not listen to him. We do not become attentive to his voice every day to say, Lord, what do you want from me today? And at the end of the day, to say, Father, have I accomplished my mission? I know that many times I get tired and I don't do it. And I just don't reflect on my day. And without an examination of conscience, we cannot truly advance in the path of God. Jesus tells them that if we are with him, we will do signs. And if we are not with him, we are against him. Jesus says in this reading, whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters. So friends, if we are not actively engaged in extending the kingdom of heaven, if we are not actively and daily advancing in our knowledge of God by reading the scriptures, by praying, by doing something for the poor or those that are in need, by activating in our life the word of God, then we are not with Jesus. We're scattering. Because why? We're scattering our time and our energy. We're scattering the precious time that God has given us and not using it for the kingdom. So let us go to the throne. Father, we return to you with our whole heart because you are gracious and merciful. Forgive us for the many times that we do not listen to your voice, that we get busy and distracted, that we put everything else first, that we do not offer you our work before we do our work. That would be a simple gesture, Father, to say, Father, I'm offering you all of this work today. Sanctify it. We do not offer you our hardships, our sacrifices, moments where we are being tested. We do not offer you our prayers of adoration, just to be in your presence and say, you are holy, holy, holy. Forgive us, Father, that we do not listen to your voice. We do not leave silence in our life in a position of worship so that we can hear you. We ask, Father, that you will help us to turn our hearts to you, to be molded by your presence, to meditate on the precious face of Jesus Christ. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hello, this is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and I welcome you to this inner room. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the Inner Room Emotions in the Bible, and we would love to hear your questions, your ideas, or your comments. Thank you for joining us today.